All right, so it's Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. I just got out of the Prodigy, and I was so pleasantly surprised. I was going into this movie fully expecting it to be bad, but wow, I was actually scared. I got scared a few different times. There were a few different sequences that actually scared me. And that rarely happens. This movie, I would say there's not much special about it. They tweak a few things to make it less cookie cutter. And they kind of alter a few horror tropes a little bit to make it, you know, a little more original. But at the same time, it's not... This isn't anything new that we haven't seen before. This movie was very well directed. The shots were crisp. The atmosphere was just the whole time building up momentum, building up tension. You're just waiting for that tension to be released. Sometimes they released it with a really quality jump scare. Sometimes they didn't release it and you just felt uneasy because that tension was just riding and riding without giving up. Man, this was a really good movie. The kid, the actor who played the main character, he was so good. He did such a good job making me believe he... really had another human being inside of him. Spoilers. But yeah, I really love the fact that it wasn't a straight-on possession like we've seen a million times. Instead, they called it a reincarnation, which is a nice little difference, a little, you know, subtle difference, which gave it a little bit more freshness. A little bit more originality. You don't see a lot of movies talking about reincarnation, especially horror movies. It's always possession. So I thought that was really cool. What else here? I'm pretty stunned at all the negative reviews from critics for this movie. I really don't think there's anything about this movie that's bad. There are definitely parts of this movie that are average, you know, typical horror movie stuff, but even that average stuff is handled with care. It's handled well, and it's made competently. There's nothing bad about this movie. Like, I don't understand any negative reviews for this. The third act is not great. The third act kind of loses a lot of the momentum that it builds up in the first two acts. It has an issue ending itself, I guess. But even then, like, it's not... I didn't hate the ending. So yeah, I'm pretty surprised that so many people gave this a bad review. I very much disagree. I would give this movie a 7 out of 10. That's my official grade for this film, The Prodigy. I definitely recommend it in theaters. And yeah, I'm stunned. So there we go.